Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to We Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. It's November 29th for the bestie. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Oh, where are the bells? I get to get everybody all excited or all nervous or all freaked out because it's coming. The holidays are here. Tell me that it's coming. The holidays are here. So happy holidays, kids. Be safe out there. It's crazy when you're driving, when you're walking, when you're just existing during the holiday season, probably anywhere. Are we good on the radio? I don't know. I probably shouldn't start singing. Sincere apologies for last week. Major technical difficulties. We have them now. Are we live? Can you hear it? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
We're good? Okay. All right. Bells are on. So, yeah, sincere apologies for last week. Now we've got, like, construction going on outside and a mini space heater happening. So hopefully you can hear us. We've got egg bites. Some Starbucks and some half-calf coffee happening. So it's a really good Wednesday, Wednesday morning. So welcome, everybody. And my sincere apologies, Cannabis Kid is not here. Yeah, go from the green room. Welcome, Silver Sister, though, as always. Cannabis Kid is just missing in action. We'll call him that. We'll call him missing in action. So we'll be taking all his bong hits. And doing all the cash. So, sorry, Cannabis Kid, we lose out this time. But we'll be doing lots of, just be safe, whatever you're doing out there, Cannabis Kid. Like we said, holiday season's a good time to use cannabis. You can clap for that. It's a good time to relax, maybe not think so much, you know.
We don't have
sound?
No.
Oh, I thought. There's a giant recycling truck out there. So anyway, yeah, maybe we should leave little joints on top of our bins. Can we leave gifts like that for the recycling and garbage people? We can't say man because what if it's a chick out there recycling? That's right. Garbage chick. Garbage man. Anyway, it's a good time to use cannabis. We have a lot of patients coming into Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down. Why people still have the super old address of 5315, old, bad, old. I don't know, it's still out there. I tried to get it off the internet, but that internet is quite a beast, I tell you. Once you put something out there, you can never get it off, ever. Ever. It takes magic or the act of all the gods or the way to get it to work. But we're at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down. We've been there for a little over a year now. I just don't feel like clapping this morning. I don't know what we'll do. A lemon scent. It's a happy coffee story. Yeah, exactly. So come on down. We dropped our prices so low. It's amazing. We want to welcome all new patients into Tumbleweeds Health Center. Our price right now is just $249, and that's all the time. $249 all the time. Doesn't matter what's going on. And from there, we will have some super specials. Oh, that deserves a golf clap. Where's that one? That's kind of like, thank you. Yeah, that's a golf clap. Anyway, how does that go? Exactly. Oh, speaking of jokes, Here's one for you. Officer, how high are you? Stoner, no, officer. It's high. How are you? Sorry. It's just one of those days. Candid kid's not around. Anything goes. I might pull out True West magazine and read about Bellstar, the real Bellstar. Oh, I went on eBay last night. People on eBay are happy. My bank account is not. How did they spell it this time? Oh, it's wrong. That's so wrong. That is so not your name, Diana. You really should save every cup from Starbucks. This is a four-letter word that is this person's name, other than Silver Sister. Every day. Every single day. That. Make it. It's probably even in the little app that you have. They should read it. Oh, because when I use my mom's Safeway card, that's still not around. Yeah. Oh, it doesn't matter. Can't spell. They say, thank you, Mrs. Williams. Thank you, Jackie. Yeah. Smile, laugh. You're welcome. But at least paying attention. Anyway, it's a good time to use cannabis. Can we give it to the Starbucks people? They're so happy all the time. Maybe it's just a good time to work at Starbucks. Anyway, come on down to Tumbleweed Health Center, 4826. I sound like an auctioneer. 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We are at Broadway and Swan on the southeast side. Come and check it out. We have a beautiful new building. We've been there for just over a year now. It's absolutely gorgeous. We have some amazing accessories. Most all of them are handmade local products. Local U.S., local Arizona, some local China. If you call it local. What's considered local? Oh, it's one of those days. I like lemon skunk. So, come on down. And if you can't come down in the moment, check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com for all the latest information about certifications. Let's just read the list because people want to know what it is, what condition you have to qualify in Arizona, because every state is different and not every state is reciprocal. So we are a reciprocal state. So if you have a card or a prescription or a license or a referral or whatever they want to call it in the state that you're in and you're coming to Arizona, simple rule is you can use your medicine here. You just can't go to the dispensaries and buy it. So if you're coming here and you've got a card and you're visiting a friend, then you can use it with your friend. In Arizona, if you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's disease, and that's a big symptom list. That's a very big symptom list because that Alzheimer's, the way cannabis helps Alzheimer's is it eats away the plaque that's creating those barriers for communication and connections within all the cells and synapses and napses and fires and things in your body. So, when you start to do things like, this is how my best friend's mom started. She got dementia, Alzheimer's related dementia, and it started simply with a lack of being able to find her keys. So she, you know, couldn't find her keys, and then she'd go to the store, and then she couldn't find her car. Don't think that with these symptoms you've got this. But it got worse. It got, you know, to the point where she couldn't remember names. She couldn't remember the loved ones, you know, her kids' names, her grandkids' names. It progresses very, it can progress very rapidly. We just saw the passing of David Cassidy, who came on the Dr. Phil show to say that he had dementia after, you know, he had, you know, lots of other challenges too. But his, one of his end challenges was dementia. So agitation of Alzheimer's can be, Arizona's given you the opportunity to use its symptom list for that. So if you have Alzheimer's or you know somebody that has and has these symptoms, that can get your card. And here's another kind of a interesting situation. If you're being treated for a disease or a medical condition or a chronic or debilitating medical condition or just the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristic of multiple sclerosis. So this list doesn't stop there. If you have fibromyalgia, if you have migraines, if you've got leg cramps, if you have leg spasms, if you've got Parkinson's, if you've got any of these diseases or challenges that are symptomatic of things from this list, then you can qualify for your Arizona card. And with that,
if you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Excellent. Contact us, 520-838-4430. Email thctucson@gmail.com and just go online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. There's some great information there. If you go to the homepage, you can just read a little bit about Tumbleweeds Health Center, but you can also click on the little picture of the phone with our mobile app on it. And there are coupons on the mobile app sometimes that aren't anywhere else found. So if you're lucky, I mean, if you're looking around, you can find some coupons. We do interpret for deaf people. So if you know, if any of your deaf friends out there need an interpreter, we have quite a few deaf people that come and get certified at Tumbleweeds, and we do offer free interpretation for them. And if you are somebody in the deaf community or know someone in the deaf community, that's a big deal. We will do our best to be there. Also, right now, well, it's going to be there for a while, I'm sure, but we have a really fun thing going on in our waiting room. This is Silver Sister's idea, and you can win. Yes, this is right. You can win an actual free certification at somebody's customer just by trying your luck. The big giant gumball machine that we have. And if you get the black gumball, I'm not sure why. Well, because it's just black. It's the best one. If you get the best gumball and they're the black one, you get a free certification. We'll pay for the entire thing. State fee and all. The whole shebang. Otherwise, if you get one of the silver gumballs, no, we're not going Raider themes here. This isn't a total accident, brothers. Yeah, now we're going to change colors. Done. Well, it's over for them anyway. They're cursed. Sorry, Raiders fans. Life on. Sorry. It'll never happen again. You get the silver gumball. We have a selection of really cool pipes. And if you get the purple gumball with the face on it, you win a free tumbleweed grinder. One of the best grinders. I just found like six the other day in my house. They're everywhere because you think, oh, I misplaced it. I'll get another one. They're $10. They're awesome. They say Tumbleweeds Health Center. It's got a little logo on it, but they're airtight, waterproof. It's a grinder and a storage container, and it's medical grade silicone plastic, and it's awesome. So come down for $10. You can check that out. We are hiring at Tumbleweeds Health Center right now, so come on down and apply in person. Send in your resume, phctucson@gmail.com. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. There's a little about us section. We just turned 6 years old. Seriously, congratulations. That's pretty awesome. Sweating bullets. All right. If you go to the certifications page, it's $2.49 all the time. If you're on food stamps, it's only $1.74. That's really awesome. You do have to have the food stamp card with your name on it or the award letter with your name on it. And you can be under someone else's name as a family member, but it has to have your name, the date that it's food stamps, and that it's current. That's all we need. It's just your award letter. So it's pretty simple. You can book your appointment right online. There's a book now button right there. Click it. Takes you right to the calendar. If you have seen a doctor in the last 12 months and you have medical records, you can bring them down. or if you don't have them on you, we can request them for you. One of two things. You can go right online, right where I am right here on the certification page, and click the records release form, and you can fill it out and send it to your doctor, and they'll send us all your records and we'll call you, or come into the office and fill it out and sign it and we'll send it out for you. Either way, if you've already seen our doctor and been through the process and got your receipt, there's a link that says, where's my card? Check the status of your card. If you want to know where your card is, click the picture. It'll take you to a page that will give you an opportunity to put your unique identification number in, and you can find out where the heck your card is. Also, there are reviews. You can read our customer reviews. Pretty excited about those. We love our patients, and we bend over backwards to make sure that they're happy and that they're taken care of, and we really appreciate them. Products. If you check out our products page, we've got all sorts of new products. We've got these really cool new dad rigs. What are those called? Who makes them?
Peacemaker.
Peacemaker. Oh, they make those pipes too? Okay, these are great. Silicone gray plastic, the Peacemaker. It's a dab rig in a cube. It's really cool. We're going to read some stuff about dabs in just a second. But it's this complete kit, and sits up nice on any dresser or stand or table or coffee table you're hanging out by. It's got everything you need included. All silicone except for the glass parts, which are very classy, very nice. Just don't break those. But we can order you new ones, most likely, if you need that. We can order replacement parts. Do we have any of the glow-in-the-dark? I really like the glow-in-the-dark stuff. That's pretty cool. We do. We have a really beautiful blue one, though. It's really light. So it's kind of like fairy tale blue. Speaking of fairy tale, it's the season. Exactly. So you can check out news. We have a news article on here we're going to read in a little bit, too, about a 12-year-old that sues Jeff Sessions for seizures for the medical marijuana. Huh? I don't know. We'll have to find out. And then you can go to our events page. Most likely the next event we have coming up will be the Peace Fair. And that's the beginning of February, I believe, every year. Fourth Avenue Street Fair, possibly. That's always a possibility, but we never know. We've got some really great videos online. I especially like the first one that I put up there. It's called Leaf, the Power of Juicing. I think more and more as our country accepts this plant, we're going to be able to, you know, hopefully be able to grow enough of our own that we can juice this stuff on our own, because the power of juicing is really, really amazing. And heck, maybe we'll even play that video later. I love that. There's legal section on here. Tells you about the basics of Arizona marijuana law, who can possess it, how much you can, where you can use it, and what some of the other restrictions are. There's a map to our country. There's also, you can visit, you can view the Arizona dispensaries map by clicking a little link here, and it'll show you all the dispensaries that are in Arizona. Wow, that's amazing. Look at that. That's a really great link. Oh, my gosh. Hello to the bloggers. Here's a good one. Hi, Netherlands. What does a mermaid smoke? A seaweed. I love it. I love our listeners. You guys are awesome. Thank you for being out here. How's it going, Netherlands? Let's see. Speaking of Netherlands, we get our hash list sent to us, and I just drool because I love hash. So let's find out. There was an article about live action dab. Do you know what a live action dab is? This is the latest. This is why we keep you current. And I bet our staffer Adam knows what a live action dab is. Probably summed it up before I even finish this article. So if you have any questions, come see us at Tumbleweed Health Center. Very knowledgeable down there. All right. So if you've never heard of the term, you're probably wondering what live action dabs are. They're a form of cannabis concentrate that can change consistency at any point. Live action can look like a runny clear oil with tons of crystals or some crystals swimming in oil. Here's everything you need to know about live action dabs. So concentrates, for those of you that don't know, or might not know what a concentrate is, we'll put this link up because this is a good article. Concentrates are just that, a concentrated form extracted from the cannabis plant that has much higher ratios of THC, CBD, and other cannabinoids in the plant than would be if you just smoked it or cooked with it or even kefed it. The ratios can be upwards of, I've heard of a 99.99% THC level in that. It was a clear oil thing. Crazy. Wow. That's high. That's like knock you out if you're in some serious pain. That hit your morphine, your oxys, your Dilaudids. If you need that kind of stuff, that's what you need. Live action is what Davenport extracts call their signature concentrate. Their live action extract can take on a few forms, but wax is never one of them. It's usually a transparent oil, crystals, or a mixture of the two, like live resin sauce, quote, but with some huge differences. Sauce, quote, was definitely the star of the show when it came to cannabis concentrates at the 2017 SoCal Harvest Cup. Most companies were showcasing their version of sauce. Let's find out what sauce is. After a full day of live resin sauce dabs, there were some noticeable differences when we tried the live action. So we asked Chris, the conductor at Davenport Extracts, what the difference between live action and live resin sauce were. He started by saying that live resin sauce typically goes through a lipid reduction, while live action is an absolute de-wax. This is some serious scientific concentrating dabbing we're talking about here. And I know the term came from this. Back in the day, a little dab will do ya. You know they were dabbing in the hills. Sipping on whiskey, dabbing while they're waiting for their time to get ready. Woo, white lightning. The defining characteristics of live resin. Okay, there we are. Back up. The de-waxing process removes all crude oil, fats, lipids, and waxes through multiple low-temperature filtering, which can take around 72 hours. A dab of their completely de-waxed concentrate was full of natural-tasting terpenes. That would be really yummy if you could. Wow, super yummy. The defining characteristic of live resin is the use of freshly frozen plant material. The plant needs to cure for it to have as much of a wide array of cannabinoids as terpenes available. Live action and similar concentrates are never made with frozen material. Chris claims that fresh frozen extracts contain the terpenes called phytol. According to a report by Cayman Chemical, phytol, quote, may be irritating the mucous membranes and upper respiratory tract, quote. On top of that, it can cause skin, eye, and respiratory system irritation. We'd say it's probably not something you want to inhale on the regular. Well, that's interesting. Feel the difference. If you scoop from just the liquid portion of live resin sauce and do a dab, your sinuses will likely be overwhelmed by the taste of monoterpene, and you won't get anywhere near as high as you would if you dab the crystals. Worst of all, those liquid terpenes factor into the weight of whatever you're buying. This isn't the case with a live-action dab. Instead, a dab of the oily half of their live-action hits like a freight train, with a comfortable and full terpene profile that will clear rather than clog your sinuses. Well, okay, so when someone says it's going to hit like a freight train, like I immediately, yeah, you want to be sitting down or holding onto that couch. Holy freight train. And terpenes, oh, that is just it. All right. Spoiled Patient Collective calls their similar de-wax dynamic extracts Sugarl. Or terp sap, depending on the consistency. Once the extraction is completed, it can change forms. According to Rob from Spoiled Patients Collective, the crystals go to battle with the oil for dominance. After things settle, what you're left with should determine the winner. If the oil's conquered, they name it terp sap. With that consistency, you'll be able to tilt the jar of your material and watch it move at room temperature. If the crystals win, you'll be left with what the collective calls Sugar Earl. Even after they're labeled in jars, the consistency can still change. We got three jars, all labeled Sugar Earl. One looks like applesauce crystals, as Rob calls them. Another looks completely liquid. And the last one is in between those two stages, which I did post a link because there are photos up here. Are you blogging? Do we have blogging happening? Get on the blog. I can't blog, read, do all this. Kansas kids in here. I'm demanding. All right. Is there any separation or reintroduction involved? We asked both Spoiled and Davenport if there was any separation or reintroduction before getting to their final product. And the answer from both was no. Chris from Davenport tells us that extra pouring introduced more air into your extract, which can oxidize and boil off terpenes. He added that natural separation may occur between the crystals and oil, but they mix them back up to make live action. Terps, quote, or oils, never put in a separate jar, a poured in onto crystals. All the terpenes you taste in the products are pure. Wow. That's intense. I don't know that I would say that I was hit by a freight train when I tried the dab at the cannabis cup. It was only 56% THC only. And that was a lot. That was probably triple what I had ever done in a THC content. So I did have to go hang out, like I said, by the wall and just take some pictures, and relax a little. It wasn't freight training, but I think if if you're into freight trains or you need the freight train of a cannabis hit, because some people do. Some people have that pain. They can't eat. They can't sleep. They're, whatever cancer or anything else you got going on, if it's that bad. Migraines, we have people that come in that have serious migraines, and they use some of the concentrates, and they love it because it's the only thing they say that helps their pain. Back. What is that? Feedback. Feedback. Simmer down now. Yeah. Homemade vapes. You can, there's so much on the internet right now. You can make your own. Be careful how you do it. Be careful what you use. Make sure you're using the right thing. Because you're going to inhale this stuff. We've heard of some bad stories, but we're hoping that the bad stories are going away with more education. Because you can get really, really sick if you're mixing substances together and you try and smoke it, or vaporize it and stick it in your vape pen. Might not be the right oil, might not be the right glycerin, might not be the right suspender, who knows? So you really need to do your research if you are going to do that. Good point, Netherlands. Way to go, Netherlands. All right. And on that note, way to go.
Puff, 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 puff,
into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop.
know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy. Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimp shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a run, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Holiday! You took it out. You got all your gifts. Get on sale. Did you get a Cyber Monday? Did you do Black Friday? I did. I got a PlayStation for $199. I know everyone else has already had one, except me. The first one I ever had. There's it. Okay, we got a do-it-yourself URL. Thank you, Natalie. So much attention out there. Thank you. I was finishing my first veggie bite from Starbucks. All right. Yeah. Man, those dabs sound harsh. I mean, not harsh, but they sound like strong. So be careful when you're doing stuff like this, especially if you're new to all this stuff. Just be very, very, very careful. A little dab will do you. That's why if you come down to Tumbleweed Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, we've got the Magic Flight Vaporizer. And the regular Magic Flight Vaporizer has a little trough in there, I like to say, for your cannabis, your dry herb. And then you can buy a teeny tiny, when I mean teeny tiny, I mean like a third of a dime size tray to put your concentrates in. And that's how little of those you need. A little dab will do it. You need a really small amount. And they last a long time, I believe. I don't know. When I was at the Cannabis Cup, they were throwing things at you to eat and smoke and drink, and everything was medicated. So when I hit the dab, I don't know what was taking over, you know what I'm saying? There you go. All right, Lance Kendricks is the second Green Bay Packer charged with possession. Come on, people. It's cannabis. Kendricks was pulled over by police for speeding. Driving while black, it says in parentheses. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Another Green Bay Packer was caught for marijuana possession by police last September. Lance Kendricks, tight end for Green Bay Packers, was stopped by police on September 2nd and was charged with marijuana possession and possession of drug paraphernalia. The incident previously went unreported and was first reported by TMZ on November 25th. Of course it was TMZ. Kendricks was returning home from a Wisconsin Badgers game when he was pulled over by police for speeding, says driving while black again, and denied having any marijuana in possession at first. He later admitted to having weed in his glove box after police said they could smell a strong odor of marijuana emitting from the vehicle Kendricks used to play football for the University of Wisconsin. Police say that Kendricks was clocked at 81 miles an hour in the 70-mile-an-hour zone. Police found a Louis Vuitton bag containing a glass container of marijuana along with a grinder and a couple packs of rolling papers. The football player was given a warning for speeding, but is being charged with possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. The case will be handled by the Outagamie County District Attorney's Office. Kendrick is the second Green Bay Packer that was reported to have been arrested for marijuana possession in 1 week's time. Teammate Aaron Jones was arrested for marijuana possessions last October, but the incident was not reported until last week. Jones received a citation for driving without a valid driver's license, speeding, and driving under the influence of a controlled substance. The running back is a rookie for the Green Bay Packers and is expected to finish the season before any discipline is handed out by the league. Kendricks is also expected to finish the season. Okay, I have comments. I have a lot of comments. Or were trying not to come to my head when I was trying to focus on reading. It's a hard thing, but it's an interpreter thing. You can do that. You can be schizophrenic. You know, you can have a whole lot of thoughts and focus on one. So, okay, so he gets a ticket for marijuana, but not the speeding. So over 76 miles an hour is considered a felony. He could have got a felony for the speeding ticket, but they charged him for marijuana, a stash jar. You can't even fit an eighth in a stash jar. You'd have to smash your eighth. He probably had a couple grams, some rolling papers, and a grinder in his Louis Vuitton bag, they had to mention. At least he's doing it in style. Come on. Anyway, so we're charging for that. But yet, and the other guy gets charged. He doesn't even have a license. His license is expired. He doesn't even have a license. He's speeding. And they charge him for being under the influence of it. But no punishments are going to be handed out until the Super Bowl's over by the league. Because they need these guys, obviously. I don't know, Peanut Gallery. What do you think? Oh, I'm getting, never wants to say a damn thing. No, not that. I don't know. Seems really unfair. On everybody's level. Everyone's using what they want to get what they want. The police are using the marijuana charge because it's better than a speeding ticket. And the league, the NFL, aren't going to charge them until later because they need the players now. So, looks like pots are calling kettles black everywhere. And all these are thinking for what we look slightly. So are these rules just kind of like, is it kind of like a yield sign? We just think of the rules like yield signs now. So the yield signs we don't even need to consider anymore. You just fly right through them. Forget it. Golf clap for that. But seriously, this is, you know, I'm going to say the wiser I get, I just had a birthday, the older I get, the more I realize it's everybody twists the rules for what they want them to be. There are rules out there. Do people break them? On a daily freaking basis, all the time. Everybody does it. You can't say that you don't. They're out there to keep us safe. But if you're going to bust somebody for something, let's bust somebody for something that they could harm somebody with. He could have thrown his joints out the window and poked somebody in the eye. But then he would have lost his joints and never would have done that. At 81 miles an hour, he could have crashed his car into somebody and killed them. What's more deadly? Throwing joints out the window and hitting someone in the face? Or taking your car at 81 miles an hour, which is a felony at that point? Where's the sense in the ticket giving there? I'm not saying, but I'm totally saying. Where's the sense in the ticket giving? Do I have anything from the Netherlands out there? Do you guys give tickets like this, stupid and random, and without any sense making? Because seriously, that's absolutely ridiculous. And I just want to throw John Oliver right now, because the look on John Oliver's face is fantastic. He would say the same thing. That's flipping ridiculous. All right. Well, here's some good stuff. We love TV travel guide Rick Steves. And we love now that he's pushing for marijuana. But some Illinois lawmakers are pushing back. All right. Travel guide Rick Steves is best known for his mild-mannered jaunts across Europe. But he traveled to Chicago to speak out Tuesday on a favorite subject, legalizing marijuana. This is not a pro-pot movement. This is an anti-prohibition movement, Steves said at a press conference Tuesday morning in Chicago. Where he appeared with Illinois lawmakers who are pushing a state legalization bill. Steve argues that those who want to smoke marijuana are already doing so, and so it should be taxed and regulated rather than traded on the underground market, Let's just clap for that. And that is a total baby joke. Because seriously, that's it right there. You wait till it's legalized and then everyone comes out of the little cannabis closet and says, oh, I've been doing this. Because that's everybody that comes into Tumbleweeds. We ask the question on our questionnaire, how experienced are you? And they're afraid to circle experience because they think there's like a cop waiting to just cuff them right there. Everyone has already done it. It's not, he acknowledged cannabis is a drug. It's not good for you. It can be abused. But he says laws that prohibit it tend to be unfairly applied to the poor and people of color. Steve, who advocates packing light and sharing memorable experience with locals, also has long back legalizing recreational pot. Let's see. He supported the legalization of cannabis in 2012 in his home state of Washington and is a board member for the pro-marijuana group Normal and has spoken around the country on the topic, arguing that criminalizing the drug causes more problems than it solves. Later Tuesday in Chicago, Steve testified before 20 Illinois lawmakers who are holding a series of hearings on the proposal to legalize marijuana. The bill would allow adults 21 and over to possess up to 28 grams and 5 plants of marijuana. Several lawmakers voiced support for or openness to the law. Others expressed reservations. State Senator Dan McConchy, a Republican from Hawthorne Woods, challenged Steve's assertion that legalization has caused no problems elsewhere. McConchy cited studies suggesting increased adult use of marijuana in places that have legalized it and called for better data on the question before acting. There's been a number of broad brush statements that you have made, but the data does not bear that out, McConchy said. Just because you legalize it doesn't necessitate that all these problems are going to go away. I think we would be jumping the gun to legalize this in the absence of robust data. People will smoke pot, whether it's legal or not, Steve maintained, arguing that it's much better to tax and regulate it rather than creating a criminal class of users. He testified that the marijuana industry is generating $300 million a year in tax revenue and 26,000 jobs in Washington while reducing law enforcement and prison costs. That's just Washington. Nothing has changed except there's not people selling marijuana illegally on the streets. They're selling it in the shops, he said. Besides Washington State, Steve is campaign to help legalize marijuana in Oregon, Maine, and Massachusetts. McConchy wasn't the only person to question Steve at Tuesday's hearing. Tom Brighton is a clinician certified in addiction medicine and president and CEO of Gateway Foundation, a large national substance abuse treatment provider. He also challenged Steve's claim that marijuana legalization doesn't increase use. Brighton said, a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association that found there was a 4% increase in teen use in Washington after legalization. The same study also found that adolescent use in Colorado did not change following legalization. I would not keep the current system, he said, but legalizing is a radical step. The lawmakers also heard from two witnesses from Colorado where voters authorized legalizing marijuana in 2012. State Rep. Dan Pabone, a Democrat from Denver, said the law has had, quote, no discernible impact, quote, on the quality of life there, with unemployment remaining low and general health and homelessness remaining high. He said he initially opposed legalization, but now believes the program has value and that parents are talking with children about the harmful effects it can have on developing minds. To also talk to them about prescription drugs and all the pills that are popping out there. Rather than limiting the number of licenses to sell marijuana and giving existing medical marijuana companies the first licenses, Babone urged lawmakers to let the free market dictate the number of licenses to allow small businesses to participate as in Colorado. He noted that many local jurisdictions in the state opt out of the legalization program. Adam Oren, a founding partner of the Marijuana Policy Group in Denver, testified that sales of marijuana in Colorado have almost doubled in 3 years to $1.3 billion last year, generating $250 million in taxes and fees. He estimated it generated $3 billion in overall economic activity, including real estate, security, packaging, and testing. Man, $3 billion. Relay become woven into the economy as another market sector, he said, adding legalization has both drawn some people to the state and driven some away. He urged lawmakers not to overtax the product, but to keep the prices about equal with the black market, because the industry will draw customers who want a safer, better product. He also estimated that heavy users dominate the market. 20% of customers drive 80% of consumption. A representative of Smart Approaches to Marijuana, a nonprofit that claims it has defeated legalization in more than a half dozen states, said the organization is starting a new group, A Healthy and Productive Illinois. It will be made up of mental health professionals, law enforcement, business leaders, and youth groups, and will fight against legalization in Illinois. But Steve's urged lawmakers to look at Europe's approach to drug use. The two countries with the most permissive marijuana laws, he said, are the Netherlands and Portugal, which were successful in reducing hard drug addiction. Spain doesn't allow the sale of marijuana, but it allows users to grow it. My friends in Europe consider a joint about it as exciting as a beer, he said. He said Illinois can benefit by learning from other states and nations that have already legalized pot and can fine-tune the law by being the first state to have lawmakers pass it by law rather than a ballot initiative, which is difficult in Illinois. Steve encouraged Illinois to keep laws very strict in enforcing driving under the influence of marijuana or any drug, along with maintaining the rights of employers to prohibit marijuana use against an underage use while allowing municipalities to opt out. Supporters claim the state would reap a financial windfall from taxing the sale of legal cannabis. The sponsors of the legalization bill, Senator Heather Steens and Rep. Kelly Cassidy, both Democrats from Chicago, said legal marijuana could generate hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue. Steve has also argued that making marijuana possession a crime fuels violent drug wars among dealers. True. Steve's known for his plain-spoken approach to broadening perspective through travel. Has a quote, Rick Steves Europe show on PBS, writes a column syndicated by Tribune Content Agency and runs his own Europe and travel business. Oh my gosh, there's so much in this article. I don't even know where to begin to talk. The first thing is, I would really like to have Steve on the show. Make a mental note of that, would you? You're going to write that one down. Because, let me just see. He says he acknowledged cannabis is a drug, saying it's not good for you, it can be abused. But he says that laws that prohibit it tend to be unfairly applied to the poor and people of color. So here's the man. This is what I want to talk to him about. He's a board member for Normal and for other organizations that are pro-cannabis, and he's saying it's not good for you? Is he not listening to the doctors and the nurses and the scientists at all the conventions and the places that he's going to? I mean, you can't not. I don't see how he could be a member of the board of Normal and think that cannabis is an abusive drug and not good for you. And then go all the way across the country and the world promoting it. That doesn't really make sense. Maybe this is a typo. I don't know. But that just doesn't make sense. There's a lot in here. There's always going to be a black market. We know that. It doesn't matter what it's for. And the black market has now moved on to the internet. That doesn't mean that it's good or that, we're encouraging it. Absolutely not. But it's always going to be there. And if you think that, take this out is going to, create more of a problem, I think you're looking at it a little bit backwards. They're going to switch to something else, whatever it is. But like Steve says, and this is the truth, and we find this with so many of our patients that come in, they're already using it. 50 to 75% of the patients that come in are already using this. It's not, we get first time users. Of course we do. What percentage? 10%? Maybe 10%. That leaves a lot of percentage for people that are already using cannabis. And those that are saying that it's not helping the communities, Look at the amount of jobs that are that it's creating. Look at the tax, $3 billion in revenue. Come on. That's creating all sorts of positive financial abilities for, you know, towns and communities that may not otherwise have it. I think people need to do more research. You know, there's people's biggest fallback and their biggest crutch in when they talk about cannabis, and this is their biggest excuse and get out of jail free card, is we want to see more research. It's out there. The research is out there. Read it. States that have legal cannabis have 25% less deaths from opioids. I mean, how can you go wrong there? Other than those that are in control and those people that, you know, are working closely with the pharmacies, they're going to lose some money for a little while, maybe. Or maybe they're not. Maybe they're going to find a way to switch over. But you can't tell me that creating $3 billion new dollars and all those jobs isn't a good positive thing for the community. And when you say it's not good for you, do your research. There again, Dr. Lester Grinspoon, that came on our radio show, said he set out, he's a Harvard doctor and professor, and said set out to prove that cannabis is a horrible, horrible thing. He went to the library and spent days and days and days researching and found that he was totally wrong. He did a 180, and the man is 80-something years old now. He takes his own cannabis capsules. He smokes a couple joints every day. His best friend was Carl Sagan. They talked about the universe and the most philosophical things in the world. These people are people that we know and respect, and they are cannabis users. And I think that everybody just needs to take a second look at what's going on in the world of cannabis. Do a little research. PubMed, is it? Lots of great research on that site. And it's just out there. If you just go and type in, go Google that. GCS, as my best friend says, Google that stuff. I always say, what's this? Google that, GCS. So go on, just type in marijuana, type in cannabis. Go to our website. We've got the latest news and information and laws and how to get there and how to listen to our show and how to get certified and just how to get educated. That's the most important thing to us is education. Speaking of that, at some of these health centers, we're going to start having an education day where for people that are new to cannabis or experienced with cannabis and just want to come and talk. We're going to have, once a week, we're going to have a day where we set aside a certain time and anyone can come down for an hour and talk about cannabis. If you have questions, you can ask them. If you want us to talk, we'll talk. Whatever it is, we're going to set aside a day for education, a little bit of time to start and see how it goes. But people really want to know what's going on. They come into our health center and they have a lot of questions about CBD products because you're hearing about all that all over the news. It's all over the internet. There's pyramid scams for CBD now. You can get into – be careful. Be careful what you're doing. We do happen to have a very reliable, reputable product at our store that we sell as far as CBD products. So and we've had that for 5 years now, 4 years, 5 years, a long time. So come on down and talk to us about it. But just get educated, get online, get on our website, come and see us. And if you want to get certified, we're at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We are at Broadway and Swan. Very easy to do so. Let's look. If you go to Tumbleweeds Health Center, you can check out the list of ailments. And what did I do with my Tumbleweeds page? Did I get rid of it? There we go. But go to the certification section, and here's the list. If you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's, a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition, or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, severe seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristic of multiple sclerosis, and so many more things fall in and under those categories.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Give us a call, 520-838-4430. You can check us out online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. You can call into the radio show anytime you want, 646-915-8421. We want to give a big shout out to everybody, the Netherlands, and all you guys local and all over the planet. Thank you so much for listening in. Another quick shout out to Canna Health Magazine. It's an online digital health magazine. It's one of our sponsors. We'd like to run a little ad for them right now.
Canna Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
And you can actually get to the Canna Health link right from our website. It's on our radio show page. And next week, we're really excited. We have Harvest Dispensaries are coming on air with us. We're super excited today to be back to join us from Harvest. And they're going to talk to us about their new expansion and their new dispensary coming up in Tucson. December 15th is the grand opening. We'll let them tell you all about that. Super exciting. And really great things coming for them. And thank you again so much for tuning in and listening in to Weed Day Wednesday. Let's see if we can get our little city going back on here. And don't forget to be safe in the holidays. Smoke a lot of weed. Seriously. Smoke a lot of weed. I was just going to say, if you have to waste your family's pumpkin pie, go for it. I'm just kidding, don't do it. But offer them. Have a pumpkin pie that's infused and have a regular one. And give them a choice, man. Maybe they want to mellow out after a couple hours of driving in crazy Christmas holiday traffic to come see you. You know? Oh, holidays. Thanks for tuning in, folks, to Weed Day Wednesday. We love you guys. We love being here each and every week. Cannabis Kid, we miss you. Hope you're having a good, safe time out there. Next week is Harvest. Come and check it out. And thank you, everybody, Silver Sister, for being here. And for our listeners and for our downloaders. And just for being you, be safe in the holidays. Use a lot of cannabis. And check us out next week. And have a great day. Happy Weed Day Wednesday. Be smart, be safe. And educate.